Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your opinion. To start, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I don't know, education funding maybe?
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Global warming.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I don't know, maybe overpopulation. Like,
okay.
Housing density, really.
Okay, let me just find the category that best describes that. See. Would that be like a landfill space?
No, because landfills
okay.
are garbage.
Okay, thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Electric utilities?
I have no idea on any of that stuff. So what was the highest one? Was four?
The scale is excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
I don't know. Put good.
Okay, thank you. What about refining?
I have no idea about that either. Put good.
Okay, thank you. Forest products?
I have no idea. Good.
Medical manufacturing?
Don't know anything about that either, so I'll put good.
Mining?
Don't know anything about mining, so good.
Agriculture and farming?
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the job for each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The U.S. Forest Service, using the same scale, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I say good.
Forest and timber industries?
I have no idea. I say good.
Environmental groups?
Good.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
I don't know. Say good.
County Land Departments?
I have no idea. These are questions that most average people don't know anything about. I would say good.
Okay, that's fine. We just want to know your opinion. There's no right or wrong answer. So, and now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy, which is say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future, which is say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Significant.
Is it very or somewhat?
Say very.
Okay, thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I don't know, but I'd say fewer than harvested.
Thank you. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
Fewer, for sure.
Thank you. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
No.
What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Could you repeat that one?
Yes. Excuse me. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
No.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness and recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
From lands that are set aside for public use?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Thank you. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yeah.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, and the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and markers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. How much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members? Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I have no idea. Say it. What were the answers again?
Yes, it is a major component, a significant component, a minor component, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Okay, I don't really know. I would say minor.
Okay, thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Would I oppose it?
Would you support or oppose it?
I would support it.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment will also provide classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Yes, support.
Thank you. Now I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you very much. Finally, the last few questions, it is about you and your household. It is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Me personally, bachelor's, mm-hmm. college.
Thank you very much. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000? $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000
plus? $100,000
plus. Thank you. And do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal / progressive.
Thank you. Now, in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration? Yes?
Education.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and we really appreciate it. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.